Scott Brewitt has always been a man of values and a man of action. As a child playing baseball, Scott put to use the values of hard work and perseverance and was able to take a game and turn it into a college education at the University of Kentucky, and did it, and he did not stop there. After working his way through law school at the University of Tulsa, General Pruitt ventured into private practice. Instead of taking the traditional route, however, Pruitt specialized in constitutional law. In 1998, Scott Pruitt was elected to the Oklahoma State Senate. While there, Pruitt served as assistant Republican floor leader for 4 years. He was the leading spokesperson for workers' compensation reform, championed lawsuit reform, greater accountability for government spending, and traditional faith-based values, including allowing faith-based organizations to partner with the state in helping prisoners successfully reintegrate into society after their sentences were fulfilled. From 2002 to 2010, Pruitt was also the co-owner and managing partner of the Oklahoma City Redhawks. Scott and Marilyn, his wife for 20 years, are raising 2 children, McKenna and Cade, in Broken Arrow. The Pruitts are members of the First Baptist Church of Broken Arrow, where Pruitt serves as a deacon. Please join me in welcoming our new Attorney General, Scott Pruitt.
Well, thank you, Tyler, very, very much, and always appreciate when folks introduce me, they talk about my background in baseball. There's been a mistake a couple times where someone has said that I played basketball at the University of Kentucky, and then I kind of step out from behind the podium, and they see that I'm 5'9", and they say, that can't be true. So I lose credibility right away, but I do love baseball and love the time that I had owning the Oklahoma City Redhawks with Bob Funk here in Oklahoma City. It was a great experience. But one of the things you may not know about me is beyond loving baseball, I love history. And I particularly love the founding of our country. When you think about the beginnings of our great nation and self-governance and the pursuit of liberty, I love the founding of our country. And that's what drove me into law school and what drove me to studying the Constitution. In fact, I kid with my kids often, one of my favorite movies, I haven't had a chance to watch many movies lately with respect to the campaign, but one of my favorite movies is the movie National Treasure. And if you've ever watched that movie, Nicolas Cage is standing in the National Archive looking at the Declaration of Independence, and he reads these words, and I want you to hear these words. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political events which have connected them with one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel their separation. And as Nicolas Cage in the movie is reading those words, he looks over to his associate and says, you know, people just don't talk that way anymore. Well, I will tell you, out on the campaign trail this year, people are talking that way. And as they look at this role of the Attorney General, I'm excited about serving you in that office. In fact, many of you throughout this campaign, Mike Spradling was a tremendous benefit and encouragement to me. And I want to say to you, Mike, thank you for calling me, encouraging me through the process, and being a friend in this campaign. And I want to say thank you to other members across the state that exhorted me and kept me focused on the race of Attorney General and the importance of it as it relates to the farming and ranching community in Oklahoma. Because the role of the Attorney General's office is very, very important, as you know. In fact, when you think about that role, and you think about the Constitution, and you look at what's going on nationally, many of you across this state said, we want an Attorney General who's willing to be an advocate, a fighter, a person who's willing to stand for the truth of the Constitution and say to Washington, D.C., enough is enough. And I will say to you that on January 10th, after I'm sworn in as your Attorney General, one of the very first things that I will do on your behalf is challenge Obamacare and say that in the state of Oklahoma, we believe that the federal government does not have the power to require each and every one of us to buy health insurance. And we will join the other 20 states or file an independent action and advocate on your behalf for the truth of the Constitution. But it goes beyond health care. In fact, I've made this comment a few times. This issue is bigger than health care. This issue is about power and authority, and the role of the federal government over our lives. When you think about what drove the founding of this country, it was really a belief that we could govern ourselves, and that those who governed us should be closest to us. And when we give power and authority to folks that are far away that we cannot see and we cannot touch, and they are affecting our ability to make a life here in Oklahoma, something's broken. And we see that with health care, but we see it in other areas. We see it with the EPA. The EPA is saying that they don't need congressional action with respect to cap and trade, that they'll just simply do it themselves. I will say to you, as your Attorney General, we will stand against that. We will not allow the EPA to act like a super legislature. We will join Texas in that regard to make sure that we stand against that type of oversight. But it goes beyond the issue of cap and trade. It's regulating dust. It's regulating methane. You know that that agency is acting in an oppressive way and affecting your ability to make a life here in Oklahoma. And I look forward to being your Attorney General, advocating in that respect. But as I was out on the campaign trail, one of the other things we talked about is making sure the courts are not abused and the Attorney General's office is not abused in the way of making law. The Attorney General's responsibility is to do what? Enforce existing law. It's not to go to the courts and make law. It's not to go to a judge and say, you know what, we're going to regulate an industry through the courts. That's the responsibility of the legislature. That's the responsibility of those administrative agencies that are empowered to do that. As your Attorney General, I will not abuse the judicial process to regulate industries in the state of Oklahoma. I will make sure that we stand again for the truth of the Constitution and the role of the AG in a very meaningful way. So I'm excited about being your Attorney General. I'm excited about serving you and walking with you to make sure that agribusiness is strong, that you have a partner and a friend and not an adversary in that office. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you in that way. And I'll close with this. Governor Huckabee was a very important part of my campaign. He got involved early. I chaired his presidential effort in the state of Oklahoma back in 2008, and he was very helpful to me in this campaign. But he told a story out on the campaign trail that I heard a few times that I would like to repeat to you, and it's when he was a governor of Arkansas, he and his daughter Sarah were in the state of Israel. And Sarah was much younger. It's when Governor Huckabee was early in his tenure as governor of Arkansas, and they went through the Holocaust Museum in Israel. And as they exited the Holocaust Museum, Sarah is a young daughter of Governor Huckabee looked at her daddy and said, "Daddy, why didn't somebody do something?" I think we live in the greatest time since the founding, because there's more at risk today for the sake of liberty than there's ever been since the beginning. And I'm looking forward to walking with you and responding to our children in the decades ahead. When they ask us the question, "Why didn't we do something?" we can say, "We did." So I look forward to joining you, partnering with you, being your advocate, and making sure that we do all we can to give meaning to the Constitution in the years ahead. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Mike Spradley, and thank you, Farm Bureau, for all that you've done for us as a campaign, as a family. I look forward to working with you.